Begin the current daf, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, daf Gimel. Begin 11 lines down with the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the narrative from the previous daf, which we had introduced this Masechta Perek with the words Lefnei Edehen, which we had two different interpretations, either with an Aleph or with an Ayin. The Pasuk that had it with an Ayin, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, once we introduced that Pasuk, so the Gemara brought a narrative that will be in the future when the nations of the world will come to Hashem, who's holding, so to speak, the Sefer Torah in his arms, and he's saying, whoever fulfilled it should come and get rewards. And Hashem says to each nation, no, you did not do, you did not fulfill, you didn't do it for the Jewish people. And the Gemara had just left off with a claim they tried to make, which was saying, hey, you didn't force us, like the Jewish people. You would have forced us, we would have also done it. And Hashem said, hey, you didn't do the Shev Mitzvah Neyach, how can you say you would have done all the Targ Mitzvahs? So Eli rather continues the narrative, Kach Eimrim Ha'evdi Kechab Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So rather, this is what the idol worshippers, the nations of the world, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nishlam, master of the world. Yisrael Shekiblu, the Jewish people that did accept Yitar, Hechen Kimu, where did they fulfill it? You're telling us we didn't, and prove to us that the Jewish people did fulfill the Torah. So Amal Makadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the nations of the world, Ani made behem Shekayim Vasatara Kula. I will testify that they fulfilled the entire Torah. So I'm the fun of, so the nations say to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world, Kolum Yesh'av Shemeir Al Benoi, is a father believed to say testimony regarding his son? The Chsev, the Pasuk says in Shemais, Hashem says, Beni Bechari Yisrael, my son, my firstborn, the Jewish people. So how can you testify regarding your son? So Amal Makadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the nations, okay, Shemayim Ba'aretz Yid Behem. Heaven and earth will testify regarding the Jewish people. Shekayim Esatara Kul, that they fulfilled the entire Torah. So I'm lefan them, so the nations counter, and they say, Rabbi Nishal, master of the world, Shemayim Ba'aretz, Noikim Bedusin. Heaven and earth also can't testify because they're what's called biased for their testimony. Because Shenem, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Hashem says, I'm Leberisi, if not for my covenant, which I wrote that it should be fulfilled. Yoimam v'layla by day and by night, which refers to the Torah, like it says regarding the words of the Torah, it says, Ela devir habris, these are the words of the covenant, and it says, a pasuk in Yeshua, v'gisa b'yoim v'layla, it has to be learned and fulfilled day and night. So it says Hashem in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, if not, my covenant of Torah being fulfilled day and night, chukas shemayim v'oretz leisamti, I would not have the statutes of heaven and earth being around, the world will be destroyed if the words of Torah are not being kept and fulfilled. So, as the Gemara continues with different types of proofs, heaven and earth are not believed because if the Jewish people wouldn't be considered fulfilling it, they wouldn't exist. So they're biased. They want to say the Jewish people fulfilled it so that they could continue to exist. So therefore, that's a flaw in the validation of their testimony. So to the Amr Shlot, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, he also said, "My dech said, what does it mean a pasuk in the beginning of the Torah, after, by the end of the 6 days of creation, it says, it was evening and it was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. Now, the hay of Hashishi is extra. What do you mean, the sixth day? And why is this being mentioned here at the end of the acts of creation? Is to expound and to tell us that regarding when it says Yom Hashishi, what's the sixth day? It's referring to a specific sixth day, the sixth of Nisan, which on that day in the future will be the day when the Jewish people will receive the Torah at Har Sinai. Malama, this teaches Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu in Maisa Bereishis Va'ama. Hashem Yisbarach stipulated with the acts of creation, and he said, if the Jewish people accept my Torah, then good. And if not, I'm going to return all of you, the whole world, heaven and earth, to emptiness and to nothingness. So again, they're biased because they need the Jewish people to fulfill this, that they could exist. This is also what Chizkiyah said. What does it mean the pasuk in Tehillim that says, Mishamayim Hishmatadin, from heaven you had your law being heard, which is by when he gave the Torah at Har Sinai. Eretz Yara v'shakata. The earth was afraid and it was tranquil. No, im Yara lo mashakta. If it was afraid, why was it tranquil? Im shakta lo mayara. If it was tranquil, why was it afraid? So Ella, rather, it was in the order of bitchila Yara. Initially, the world was afraid because maybe the Jewish people are not going to accept the Torah and the whole world's going to go back to emptiness and nothingness. But Lubsaif, at the end, when the Jewish people accepted it by saying, Nasa b'nishma, we will do and we will hear, shakata, then it was tranquil. So again, you see that basically the nations were saying Hashem, Shemayim Ba'aretz cannot testify because they're biased. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Mikem yavoy ve'idu bahen b'Yisrael, from you the nations of the world will come and testify regarding the Jewish people, Shekayim Esatara Kula, that they fulfilled the entire Torah. Yavei Nimrod, let come the evil Nimrod, v'yod b'Avram, let him testify regarding Avram, the first Jew, Shloi Avram v'itzkechavim, that Avram Avinu did not do idol worship. Because Nimrod was the one who threw Avram Avinu in Ur Kazdim into the fiery furnace because he didn't accept to do Avodah Zarah, which Avraham Avinu, although he wasn't a Yisrael for practical matters, that only happened by Matan Torah, but it's forbidden even for Bnei Noach. And therefore, it's actually why Nimrod was called Amraphel, because as the Gemara says in Erev Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, he was Omar Vehipel. He said and that he should have Avraham Avinu thrown into the fiery furnace. So he could testify Avraham Avinu kept the Torah because he's the one that tried killing Avraham Avinu for that. Yovei Lavan, let the wicked Lavan come, v'yoy b'Yaakov, let him testify regarding Yaakov, shalei nechshed al gezel, that Yaakov was not suspect regarding theft. Because as the Pasuk says, Yaakov told Lavan when he was running after him, he says, what did you find? You went through my whole entire house. Not a knife, not a needle, nothing. A son-in-law that lives by a father-in-law for 20 years, it's not impossible that he wouldn't have had something, and Bnei Noach are commanded regarding gezel, and Yaakov fulfilled that, because Lavan found nothing. Let the wife of Potiphar come and testify regarding Yosef, that he was not suspect regarding immorality, where adultery, which is what she was seducing Yosef to do, is forbidden for Bnei Noach. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Avnu Chesem and Alf, it says, V'davak b'ishtai, which refers to humanity as a whole, V'aloi b'ishas chaveri. And Yosef fulfilled that. Yavid Nebuchadnezzar, let the wicked Nebuchadnezzar come. V'yoyd b'chananya mishal v'azariah, shalai hishtach v'letzelem. That's why he threw them into the furnace there also, because they didn't bow down to the graven image. And these are all from you, the nations. Let them come testify. Yavid Daryavish, who is the king of Persia after Achashverosh, v'yoyd b'Daniel, and let him testify regarding Daniel, shalai b'tlas ha'tfilah. He didn't stop praying. Yavid Buldad Hashuchi, b'tzeifah ha'namasi, v'alifah z'atemani, v'alihu ben Barche el Habuzi, who these were all friends, colleagues of Eev, which Rashi says not to be Goris, the last one, because actually Elihu ben Barachel was a Jew, and we're all talking about that the nations will themselves come and testify regarding the Jewish people, as the Gemara says in Baba Basa, that he was a Jew, but all the other ones, V'yid behem v'Yisrael, let them testify regarding the Jewish people, Shekaim is called Terakula, that they fulfill the entire Tirish, and then like it says over there in that Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yitnu Eidehem v'Yitztoko, that they will give their testimony, and they will justify the righteousness of the Jewish people, as the Pasuk ends, as we quoted in previous daf, V'yishmu b'yerma emes, they'll hear and they'll say it's true. You yourselves will testify that the Jewish people kept the Torah. So they agreed. Jewish people kept it, we didn't keep it. But Amalafan, they still sent him to Hashem, Rebbe Yisrael, Master World, and this is what will be in the future. Let's go back to the beginning and let's do it over. You're right, we were wrong, we messed up, we lost out, but let's do it over, give us another chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Shaitim Shabbailim, fools of the world. This is the whole purpose of creation, with free will. Misha Tarek B'Erev Shabbos is someone that put in the effort in Erev Shabbos. This is the muscle of someone prepares food for before Shabbos, which in the Nimshal, in the analogy, refers to this world. Yechel B'Shabbos, he could eat on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't cook food, you can't do anything. You prepare, you'll have, which means in the next world. Misha Loi Tarek B'Erev Shabbos, someone that didn't put in the effort Erev Shabbos, Mehechen Yechel B'Shabbos, where is he going to eat from Shabbos? You can't make Chalten Shabbos. And you guys didn't prepare. This was the whole purpose of this world. You lost. It's over. Ela Afal became, but in spite of that, says Hashem, Mitzvah Kala Yeshli. I'll give you a chance. I have a very light mitzvah, V'sukkah Shema, and its name is Sukkah. L'chuvah also, I said, go ahead and do it. Now the Gemara asks, Omi Mitzvah Amr Hachi, can you really say this? How did Hashem do this? V'omri B'shub Ben Levi, Magdus, there wasn't even a passage in the Varm that says, Asher Anoichim, Mitzav Chayim, Hashem says, that which I command you today. So there's two connotations. First of all, Hayoim Lasoisim, which I command you today to do, meaning today in this world is the only opportunity you have to do mitzvahs. V'loy Lamachal Lasoisim. However, tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, you cannot go ahead and fulfill mitzvahs anymore. It's over. Game over. You don't have the opportunity anymore. So moreover, Hayoim Lasoisim, when it says today is to do, V'lo Hayoim Litl Schar. This world, don't start comparing and saying, why is he have better? This world is not, this is where you're working, this is where you're getting, gathering. That this world is to do, not to get reward. But one thing is, how could he give them opportunity in the world to come? Ella, however, in spite of that, says the Gemara, She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo B'Trunyan B'Riyasa. He doesn't come with excuses to his creations. And he was going to show it to them themselves, let them realize on their own their mistake. And he was saying, okay, I'll give you an opportunity. Now, says the Gemara, by my currently mitzvah kala, why did he call that a light mitzvah? Because it's no loss of money. It's a very easy mitzvah. A few boards and some schach doesn't cost that much. That's why Hashem called it a light mitzvah. Now, miyad kolech ve'echad, so immediately every single one goes, and he goes, he takes, he makes a sukkah, a hut on the top of his roof, because as Rashi explains, most of their utilities of their roofs, which were not slanty as other types of roofs, were flat, so that's where they would put most of their things, so that's where they naturally went to make their sukkah, on the top of the roof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleihem chama b'tkuvas tamas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will brings out in full force the sun of the summer months of that season, which is a period of 3 months up until the Tekuvah of Tishrei. That's the Tekuvah of Tamas, it's the hottest quarter of the year. And then every single nation goes, they kick their sukkah, and then they leave. Shnemaik says the Pasuk in Tehillim, that the nations of the world say, let's untie those cords, let us throw off his ropes, which is going on in that second paragraph of Tehillim, al Hashem ba'al Mashiach, on Hashem and then his anointed one, which will be in the future. Like it says, Lama Rok Shugayim, why is the nations making a tumult? Why are they toiling in vain? In other words, they're saying, let's get rid of this mitzvah sukkah that Hashem is putting on us. It's so hot over here. It's like, we can't do this. And then it's pretty obvious they cannot do the mitzvahs, even if Hashem is giving them a second chance. Now the Gemara wonders, Makdir, you tell me Hashem will blow forth the heat of the sun in full force? But you just said HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with excuses to his creations. If he's giving them a real chance, let him give them a real chance. Why is he doing this whole thing? Say, I have, and then he brings out the sun in full force. Says the Gemara, no, Mishum Yisrael Nami, because he really wants to give him a real chance, but you got to do it the real way, like the Jewish people did. Zimnan, because even by the Jewish people, sometimes as a Ketin Tamad Beis, Tamashkel Hu Tkuvas Tamas Ad Chaga, there are times that the summer period continues up until through the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and that the Tkuv of Tishrei doesn't start until after the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And the Jewish people also had the pain, and still they kept the Torah throughout the millennium. They kept the Torah, so therefore, if you want a real chance, let's see, do it the right way. And they can't, so that proves that they can't do it. Now that has the Gemara, but what's the problem? What's the problem that they leave? Vama Rava says, "Mitzar potim na sukkah." Someone's in pain in the sukkah; it's very hot. He's exempt. So why is that considered a flaw on them that by them leaving? Says the Gemara, and the Hida Potter, although they're exempt. But be'ute mi mevati? Do you kick the sukkah? That's the defining characteristic of the nations of the world who are not worthy of getting a second chance, who are not worthy of getting the mitzvahs, or getting any reward, because even though they're exempt, but the kick is what differentiates. So miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh mesachek lehim, so miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he laughs at them. Shnemaik says over there in that pasuk where it says Nanatkes Moshe Shemai, says yesh b'shemayim yischak, the one who sits in the heaven, he laughs. Look, you guys, it's pretty obvious. I gave you the chance. You're saying you want to do it again? I'll show you that you cannot. And therefore, Hashem laughs. Now, Amr Yitzchak, he says, "In Zchuk Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there isn't any laughter in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elo Oysayim Blavad, that's the only day, that day in the future, by the ultimate judgment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs. Now, Ikdem Asni Lahad Rabbi Yitzchak, those who teach this last teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak, that's the only day that he laughs, Ahad Tanya on a different teaching which we learned in the Braisa. He says, La'asad lava, in the future that will come, Boin Ebdukachav Mizgarim, the idol worshippers, the nations of the world will come to convert to the Jewish people. Now, that the Gemara asks, Umim Kablin Menai, will we accept converts in the future when Mashiach comes? But Vatan, when the Braise, Ein Makablin Gamel, Mashiach, we do not accept converts anymore. The club is closed when Mashiach comes. Similarly, they didn't accept any converts, because those were times of affluence of the Jewish people, and that means they're only converting because they just want to get on the trip. But it's not for the true noble pursuit of what Judaism, what Yiddishkeit stands for. So how can this be that in the future there will be converts? Rather, the Gemara says, no, shanasu geim gerum, they'll be lowly converts, meaning they'll convert by themselves, but of course we will not accept them. It's only because of the greatness of the Jewish people that will be in the future that then they'll convert. But as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu and Dalet, the only ones that could be part of the Jewish people are the ones who joined when the Jewish people did not have it, not riding high. And that's why the Jewish people go out throughout the world, that people could learn from them. But for the noble pursuit of pursuing the ideals and the morals and the ideals of what the Jewish people stand for, but not in the future. But these people will join anyway because, wow, the Jewish people, they've got it, even though we won't accept them. And the menichin tefillin b'rishayim, they'll be putting tefillin on their heads, tefillin b'zarisayim, tefillin on their arms, tzitzis b'bigdayim, the strings on their garments, mezuzah b'pischayim, the scrolls of mezuzah on their doorways, they'll be acting like Jews. Now, kivin shiroi melchem is goy gemog, but once they're going to see the war of the apocalypse, goy gemog, oim lehem, they're going to tell to goy gemog, ama basim, who you come to fight? We're afraid of you guys got nukes, you guys got everything. Oim lai, they say to him, al Hashem ba'mashichai. We're fighting against Hashem and His Anointed One. Shlomo HaMelech says in the Pasuk, Lama Rog Shugayim, why are the nations making such a commotion, L'um Yegurik, and all the people are toiling in vain, Begoyim, etc. It's because they're coming to fight against the Jewish people. Oh, when these people who are acting like Jews hear about this, they rip off the mitzvahs and they leave. I don't want to be part of the Jewish people anymore, which shows the subtleties over here of what their true intent was. And I'm like, it says in the pasuk, then not guess me the same. They say, let's rip off these cords, etc. And he laughs. Shalom says in the pasuk, Yeshu b'shamayim yischak v'goyim, the one who sits in heaven, he laughs, where it's like, the true colors are showing now what these people who, quote-unquote, wanted to be part of the Jewish people, is not real. Now, and that on Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, Enlil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any laughter, Elo Eitzu Yom Levad, it's only that day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs. And this the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really so? Only that day Hashem laughs? But on Rabbi Yehuda Merav, he says, Shteim Esri Shais Havayim. The day is made up of 12 hours. And it's split up into four quarters. Four quadrants. Shalosh harishaynis, the first 3 hours of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu yishev va'esek b'tayr, Kadosh Baruch Hu sits and he toils in Tyre. Shnius, the second 3 hours, yishev v'donis kolom kula, he sits and he judges the entire world. As Rashi points out, like Rabbi Yisi, who says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that a person gets judged every single day, like it says, Devar yom b'yom. Every single day a person gets judged. Now, but kivin shiroish l'schayev oylem kli, once he sees that the world is liable to be wiped out, because of all their sins, so Ayman Mikisi Adin, B'Yeshua Kitzrachim, he gets up from the throne of judgment and he sits on the throne of mercy. Shlishius, the third quarter of the day, Yeshua Bezanis Kolam Kuli, sits and he provides sustenance for the entire world, where he sets on the mount and from where should they get their parnasa. And this is Mikarnir Aimim, this is from the largest creatures, a large animal, the Karnir Aimim, Ad Beit Zikin, all the way down to the what's called a certain creature that's called Beit Zekin, which literally translates as the eggs of lice, but actually it's not the eggs of lice, it's a creature that's called Beit Zekin. And then Reviyos, the fourth quarter of the day, Yeshiv Mesachikim Levyasin. He sits and he laughs with the Levyasin, which is a certain aquatic creature, a very large one. Shinamak says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Levyasin Zeh, Yitzart Lesachim, this Levyasin you created, you formed him to laugh with him. So you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs every single day. That Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Imbriyos mesachik." Yeah, with his creatures, he laughs every day. The albriyos, but on his creatures, regarding the sins that they did, and said, "You missed it." Ein mesachik eloisim levad. That's only on that day, the day of judgment, the final day in the future. However, the Gemara asked, "Only Rav Achil Rav Nachman Yitzchak." He says, "Miyem shachar beis hamikdash." We know from the day that beis hamikdash was destroyed, ein tzchik l'kadosh baruch hu. There is no left for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara explains, how do we know there's no laughter? If you think, because the pasuk says Nishai biyukar Hashem elkim tzavakas b'yimahu, that Hashem recited the Lord of Hosts on that day, which is the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, lebchi for crying, lemispeid and for eulogizing, lekarcha and for ripping, begoyim, etc. That you see, there was no more laughing anymore. The world became a very bleak place. And that is the Gemara Dilma Hahu Yaimah Vesulah. Maybe it was only that day of Tisha B'Av, but no, nothing else. Maybe after that there was laughter. Sel the Siv, rather you can say from the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Imereshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini." If I forget you, Yerushalayim, let my right hand be forgotten. Tidvak L'Shoyin Yelechiki, let my tongue be stuck to my palate. Imloyes Kirechiv, if I don't mention you. And that says the Gemara Dilma Shichuhu Delecha. Yeah, maybe we're not forgetting about the destruction of Aschik Mi'ikah, but maybe there's still laughter. Say El Mahar, rather the Gemara says, no, the source is from here, Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Hashem says, I was silent forever, Acharish, I stood still, as Apek, I held myself back, meaning from laughter, Hashem doesn't laugh anymore. So then the question becomes, and then Berevi is my Avos, and then in the fourth quarter of the day, now that he doesn't laugh anymore with the Levyasin. So what now does he do after the Churban Beis Hamikdash in the fourth quarter of the day? Says the Gemara, Yeshiv Malamit Tuneke Shal Beis Rabin Tare. He sits and he teaches the school children, Tyra, Shalom says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Esmi Yeridea, who is he going to teach knowledge? Besmi Yavin Shmuin, who's going to understand the teachings? They are Gemule Mechal, those who are weaned from milk, meaning that the children who die young, Atiki Meshadayim, that are pulled away from the breast, meaning, Lemi Yeridea, Lemi Yavin Shmuin, to who does he teach knowledge? To who is it that he's going to give the understanding of the teachings? Des Le Gemule Chav, Atiki Meshadayim, that's who he teaches in the fourth quarter of the day. So ask the Gemara, Mikaraman Haba Megamalu. So before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, when Hashem was not teaching them, but rather he was playing, laughing, whatever metaphorical description we give for that he was doing with the Levyasin, So who was teaching the school children then? So says the Gemara, Ibai Seimah Metatron. Either it could be Metatron, who's the big malach, that the one, the angel that's the agent that Hashem uses to lead the world. Or Ibai Seimah Hav Hav, or before the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, Hashem was actually doing both. He was playing with Libyasin and laughing with Libyasin, and also teaching the school children. After the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, only teaching the school children, no more laughing. So the Gemara asks, Ubaleli my Ovid, so we know what he does throughout the day. What does Hashem do at nighttime? So either you could say that he does exactly the same itinerary as the daytime. He does that same thing in the four quarters of the nighttime. Or if you want, you could say, Rechiv al Kruv Kalshala. He rides on a very light Kruv of his, like we find the Kruvim, this type of angelic being. Vishat Bishmaina Eser Elef Elamas. And he flies, so to speak, through the 18,000 worlds. Shlomo says a pasuk in Tehillim, Rachav Elikim Rebisayim. Hashem God rides on two myriads, which is 20,000. Each myriad is 10,000. Alfi Shinon, thousands of malachim, but Altikri Shinon El She'enon. Don't read it that Shinon, but rather that are not. Meaning 20,000 and 2,000 that is not. That's 20,000 minus 2,000, which is the 18,000 worlds that he rides through. Or a third interpretation is, he sits and he listens to the song from the holy chayis, which are from the 10 levels of malachim, the highest level of malachim. Shlomo says a pasuk in Tehillim, during the daytime, Hashem commands his kindness, meaning during the daytime, like we said, is when he judges, when he feeds, when he teaches Torah. And at nighttime, says David HaMelech, his song is with me, meaning, just like it is up there that the Chayas are singing and Hashem is listening to them, so too David HaMelech didn't go to sleep at night. He just slept like the sleeping of a horse, barely any time. And the entire night he was involved in singing songs and learning Torah, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Brachos. That's what Hashem does at night, and he listens to that Shira. Now, Amar Reb Levi, and the Mefarshim bring that this teaching of Reb Levi doesn't seem to be continuous from what we were saying before. Rather, it's actually appropriate after a later teaching of Rish Lakish, where he says Kol Ha'Izik B'Torah, as we see, and this, actually the understanding of Rashi seems to be like this too, that it actually belongs later. But the way our Gemara has it is here, Amar Reb Levi says Kol Ha'Izik M'Divrei Torah, whoever stops in the middle of learning Torah, Ba'Izik M'Divrei Sicha, and he gets involved in chatter. I mean, he's in the middle of learning Torah and he starts just talking things that are not relating to the Torah learning. Mechin L'Gach L'Brisam, so they feed him. And specifically Sicha B'Teila, which are words that are for no constructive purposes. So they feed him the Reisim coals, which are the most burning type of coals. Shanem, like it says the Pasuk in Eiv, HaKeitvim Maluach, those who uproot Maluach, which either is from the word of Lachluchis, of words that have moisture, referring to the words of Torah, or words that are written in the Luchais, which refers to the words of Torah. So those who uproot the words of Torah, Alei Siach, for the purposes of talking, of chatter, V'sheirish resamim lachmam. So the root of the raisim wood is their bread. They get fed these fiery coals. Now, really, as Mefarshim say, it's this next teaching, which was continuation from before, because it's based on the same pasuk we brought before. Amar Shlokish says, Kol Ha'Izik B'Torah B'Laila, whoever toils in Torah at nighttime, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesed B'Yom, Kadosh Baruch Hu stretches out a thread of kindness on him, meaning he gives his grace in the eyes of other people, by Yom during the daytime. Shalom, like it says a pasuk that recorded before, Yom mitzav Hashem chazdei. During the daytime, Hashem commands His kindness. Uvalayla shira imi. And at nighttime, His song is with me. Explains the Gemara, Matam Yom mitzav Hashem chazdei. What's the reason that during the day, Hashem commands His kindness on this person, where people like this person? Mishem debalayla shira imi, because at nighttime, His song is with me, because at nighttime, I'm learning the words of Torah, which is considered the shira of Hashem. Ikadami, those that say, Amar Shlokish, a slightly different interpretation, whoever toils in the words of Torah in this world, which is comparable to the night, which comes before the day, then stretches out a thread of kindness on that person for the world to come, which is comparable to the day. Like it said in the pasuk we quoted, why does he have the kindness during the daytime? Is because he had the song of Hashem at the nighttime. Continuing on this, and then that's where this teaching of Reb Levi would come in, how important is the words of Torah, and Bittel Torah is the most extreme, and then the Gemara continues now on the topic of Talmud Torah. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he says, Ma'adich said, what does it mean the pasuk in Chavakuk? Va'tase Adam kidge hayam, that he made man like the fish of the sea. Kiryam is like a creepy creature, loy Moshe boy, which has no ruler of him. Says the Gemara, Lama nimshlo b'nei Adam kidge hayam, why was people compared to the fish in the sea? Loy melucha, to tell you, ma'adogim shabayam, just like the fish in the sea, kivin sha'ayla l'yabashim yad mesim, once it comes out the dry land, automatically the fish dies, b'nei Adam, so too people. Kivin sha'pershim medivri Torah u'min ha'mitzis, once they separate from the words of Torah and from mitzis, miyad mesim, immediately they die. As we said, the importance of the words of Torah. The Racha, different interpretation. Ma'adogim shabayam, just like the sea and the fish, the fish and the sea. Kivin shagadra leim chama miyad mesim, once the sun shines on them, immediately they die. Fish cannot take that heat that quickly makes them die. Kach b'nei adam, so to people. Kivin shagadra leim chama miyad mesim, once the sun shines directly on them in that great heat, immediately they die. That says the Gemara, either you could say that means referring to this world, or if you want, you could say it refers to the world to come, as the Gemara explains. If you want, you could say literally the sun shined down them on this world, that he says, every type of ailment and pain that comes to a person, they all come through the decree of heaven, except for cold and pachim, and the illnesses that come through heat. Shlomak says, a pasuk in Mishlei, tzinim pachim b'derech ikish, cold, hot, is in the path of the crooked one. Shermenash yichimem, someone who watches his life, will distance from them. So therefore, it means regarding someone who's not careful with the sun in this world, will right away die. And that's his negligence, because that's something that's the one thing that's in the person's control. V'boy seim alo oil mabon, everyone you can say refers to the world to come. K'dib shim b'lakish. Damar shim b'lakish, he says, in gehen losalavim. There's no gehenim in the world to come. So the same thing, a person, what he makes in this world, he'll see the real him, and if he completed that, that's Gan Eden. If he doesn't, that's Gehenna, as the Gemara illustrates. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Artiko Ma'akter. Hashem does one thing, he takes the sun out of its sheaf and shines it down at humanity. Rishon Nidainibah, the wicked get judged in it, but Tzadikim Mishrapimba. And the same thing, the same element, the same place as Gan Eden Gehenim. You see the perfect you, see the film that you living you, there's no greater pleasure. But you see the person that you could have been and you weren't that's Gehenim. And the righteous are healed by that. As the Gemara says, Rishon Nidainim, as we continue to talk about Dalam and Av, Ba, they get judged in this. That's something that says the Pasuk Malachi, Kihina Hayim Ba, because behold, the day comes, Ba'yu Katana burning like a fire. V'hoyu called Zayd Nimchol Oisei Risha, and all the sinners and all those who did evil are kash, are straw. V'liat Oisei Mayim Abba, and that day, meaning the sun that comes over there, will burn them and consume them. Amar Hashem Tzavokah, says Hashem, the Lord of Hosts. Ashlo Yaziv Lahem Sharish Onav, that will not leave for them a root and a branch. What does that mean? Loi Sharish, not a root, Ba'il Mazeh in this world, but Loi Onav, and no branch, Loi Mabba, for the world to come. Where Tzadikim Misra'atim Ba, that same sun that's burning bright, which is when you see the clarity of who you are, that for that, the righteous that heals them. The chassid says in the pasuk after that, "Vizaruch lechem," and it will rise for you. Yirish me, those who fear my name, shemesh tzedakah, a son of righteousness, umarpe bechnafeh abugem, and it will heal in its wings. Not only that, they actually delight in it. Like it says in the pasuk, "Vitzasim ufishtim," you'll go out and you will. It's like a term of growth, of fat, of bigness. Keegli marbuk, like the calves of the stall, meaning you'll actually delight in that sun with added sheath. Davach, another interpretation of what we mentioned before, why people are compared to fish, is ma'adogim shabayam, just like the fish in the sea. Kol agadol mechaver b'leis chaver, the bigger fish eats up the smaller one. Up in the adam, so too people. El molei mayroi shal malchus, if not for the fear of the government, kol agadol mechaver, whoever would be bigger than his friend, b'leis chaver, would swallow his friend. Right? It's none. That's what we learn in Mishnah Masechta Zavos. Reb Chanin, the Sgan HaKan Moim, he says, have mispal b'shlem shel malchus. You should pray for the welfare of the government. Shel molim erol shel malchus, if not for the fear of the government, ish es re'eyu chayim below, a man, his friend, would swallow him alive. And that's the third interpretation, why people are compared to fish, which is that's how man is. It's a dog-eat-dog world, where the bigger one would eat the smaller one, if not for the government that steps in and keeps that peace.